The following is a presentation of ComedyVoices.com.
Hey guys, this is our first Friday episode of the TFM podcast. Great episode with Anthony DeVito. We take your emails, and then Anthony and I play out what it would be like if we were married and Gronk dated our daughter. Check it out.
You need something to get you through the workday? Well, good.
Because we've got a place for that.
Check out ComedyVoices.com for the comedy podcasts that'll turn your daily grind into a marathon of laughs. Stand Up Labs and UCB Comedy lead the way
with an array of shows that'll fill all your comedy needs.
It's ComedyVoices.com, powered by digital media.
Coming to you from the top of the Stand Up New York Comedy Club, this is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by ComedyVoices.com. Find your voice.
Hello and welcome to the TFM podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs. We are here every Tuesday and Friday now with your emails, your stories, your questions. Guys, as we said last week, it was a special announcement episode. We are coming to you twice a week now. This is your second TFM podcast of the week. You're welcome. But also thank you. Let me say thank you to you guys for getting involved. I got such great feedback right off the bat of people being like, hey, two a week. I got a little chub going. A lot of half chubs out there for this two a week. So I want to thank you guys for being so supportive of the change and that we're going to two a week. And keep telling your friends, keep telling your sorority sisters, your fraternity brothers, your buddy at your next cubicle at work, your guy with the guy next to you with the locker next to you. You're the loser that never talks to his loser next door neighbor. Maybe you guys should become friends over this podcast. That'd be great.
Yeah.
You know, keep spreading the word and keep sending your stories, your emails, your questions. We love them. And keep snapping me. I love getting those Snapchats of you listening. It really heats up my nuts. Yeah. It really salts my nuts when you guys send me a picture of you listening to the podcast. I want to bring on our guest today. He's he's one of our OKPs, original key players here on the podcast. Anthony DeVito.
Hello, man. So happy to be back.
Thank you for coming on.
Of course.
You're one of our go-tos. We know we can bring you on and have a good time.
Oh yeah, of course. I love this. Talking to all my fraternity brothers and sisters.
All
out
your
there.
Bros.
All my bros. All my sisters.
You guys should all go find Anthony if you haven't already at Anthony DeVito _ at Anthony DeVito _
That's
on Twitter. He also has a podcast that updates, as the wind
whenever.
Blows.
Yeah, just get on board.
It's called the Rad Dude Cast. Greg Stone, Anthony DeVito, and Brendan Ayer. They've all been on. They're all, guys that I've had on regularly
OKPs.
On this podcast. The OKPs.
Couple OKPs.
A few key players that have been on this podcast. So get involved with them, the Rad Dude Cast. We were just talking. Are we allowed to talk about it in public, that what you just did?
The Comedy Central thing?
Yeah,
why not?
You just went to Hawaii.
I did,
to tape with Adam Devine for his house party special that comes out every year.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Season 3, I think it comes out in March. I don't know.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
but you
amazing.
Got a free trip to Hawaii.
Free trip to Hawaii with your good friends, Turtle Bay.
This is what happens, guys. You start comedy.
Yep.
A year, 6 months in, you're going to Hawaii for free to do
Yeah,
to do
6 years later, cry enough after open mics, you can go to Hawaii
you
for
can
free.
Do it too.
Yeah.
It can all happen. So get involved with Anthony. Pumped to have him here. You're going to see him on Comedy Central very soon. So listen, I always say it. There's some guests. There's some guests I bring on that are like we had Sal Volcano on the show.
Yeah, Sal, he's the best, man.
Sal's great the guy. Best guy. You and I used to do his show.
Yeah. Dude, we used to do that show in Staten Island, and Sal used to talk to us about his sketch group, and we'd be like, yeah, whatever, man.
Yeah,
just give me a drink. All right, everyone's got a sketch group, I'm sure. And then you walk around Manhattan in 2 years, and Sal's on a billboard, and you're like, oh my God, he was serious.
Bring the shots, Jeez. Buddy.
Yeah, exactly. Then, all right. What's your name again? Sal? Sure, Sal. Whatever. Nicest, sweetest guy in the whole entire
world.
So
sometimes you get the nicest, sweetest, big-time players like Sal.
Yeah,
and
a BTP.
A big, yeah. Yeah, what do we say? We're fucking Dickie V now. Now, but sometimes I bring on the penny stocks.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, this is, and take this as a compliment.
Happy.
Oh. You know, I bring on these comics that you guys don't know about yet.
Sure.
And then they grow into, you know, a growth stock.
A growth stock.
You are a penny stock.
I'm happy to be on the market,
money
man.
Into. So,
ah, that's very kind of you, man.
So listen, guys, follow him. It's like having the rookie card.
Yeah.
Oh, Anthony.
Yeah, you don't know
Anthony DeVito. You can be like that guy who watches Breaking Bad first.
Yeah.
You don't know Anthony DeVito _.
Yeah.
You couldn't find
that
Twitter account?
Anthony DeVito _ for a while now.
Since day one. So this is your chance. Hop on this boat.
Laminate me.
Are you ready to go with these emails? Let's do it.
Let's do it,
You know the deal?
I know the deal.
So you know the rating system?
I always forget.
Area code method, face, body, personality.
If you don't know the rating system, you're not going to be able to do this.
Yeah, you're not an OKP anymore.
I always forget the ratings. It's kind of complicated. Can you just run it by me again?
Do you want to hear a funny story about the rating system?
Yeah,
so I was just with my parents. And
yeah.
So the rating system goes face, body, personality.
Gotcha.
And listen, if you're a female, you can use it for a male. This isn't just for,
gender specific.
This isn't gender specific.
And this is 1 to 10.
0 to 9.
Okay.
Same units.
Zero.
I'm just saying, let's stick with the you know, the numbers that we're given in
you
an era.
You don't do a fun raisin to a chicken bone or anything like
well,
that?
We
did you toy around with something
we
like that?
We toyed around with a country code for how good they were at fellatio.
That's so hard. That's so complicated.
So complicated.
Man.
So we're saying with face, body, personality.
Gotcha.
So like
0 to 9.
So 0 to 9, so it'd be like a 7, 8, 9 would be a 7 face, an 8 body, a 9 personality.
Makes sense.
So my dad, we're talking on, you know, I went and saw my mom and dad.
Yeah.
And my dad goes, yeah, I think he was talking about a female that him and I know.
Your mom?
Not my mom.
Okay.
Okay. That would have been insane.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, she's like a, you know, a 6, 7, 9. And I go, what? And he goes, I go, oh, the rating system. How do you, and he goes, no, but my rating system. Now he has his own.
Oh, he has his own thing.
This is when you
What's
know your
his?
Dad's creepy. It's top, middle, bottom.
That's way weirder.
He has taken
That's
away
way weirder.
Personality.
Yeah.
He is douchier than our douchiest fan.
Oh my God.
he said it was face, the torso,
no,
and then butt.
That's crazy. You
That's
gotta
how
tell
he's
him
doing
to
the
not
rating
do
system.
That. You gotta get him on here to talk about
I don't think we can do that.
Really? Would he not do it?
No, I don't think so. We had him call in once when Harry, my brother, didn't have a job.
Yeah,
it was a prank call. My brother didn't know he was calling in, and my dad goes, it was like, how'd the interview go? And my brother's face like turned to sheet white.
Oh man.
Let's go to the emails. You ready?
Let's do it, man.
Sister hoeing it up. Hey, Juicy J. Here's the deal. I'm now 21 and my twin sister and I have always been close.
Okay.
We go to different colleges, but when we're home, we like to party together. I know she likes to get down because she tells me.
Okay.
But witnessing it firsthand makes me super uncomfortable.
Huh.
It's kind of hypocritical of me because my sister has seen me hooking up with chicks for a while now.
Uh-huh.
But how do I tell my sister I don't want to see her make out with some rando without hurting our friendship, which is super strong? She is a 7, 8, 9 for
I mean,
what
come
it's
on.
Worth.
Come on. You can't give your sister a 999?
Yeah.
Also,
listen, man,
too,
he's just being honest.
That's kind of she's her twin sister, so she's also rating herself a 7, 8, 9.
It's hey,
yeah,
yeah.
I mean, those are great numbers.
If a guy that gave that great. To himself, you'd be like, what a dickhead. But if he gives it to his sister, we're still what a dickhead.
Yeah,
it's a good rating.
Yeah, it is. It is. Very
I guess it's an
good.
Honest rating.
Yeah. 9 personality. That's good.
I mean, yeah. If you don't give that to your sister, then you got some bigger problems.
yeah.
What does he
a
do?
7, 8,
that is
1.
An awkward situation. Yeah. Have you ever watched somebody hook up that you're like, I don't need to see this?
Well, no. I'm always happy for when my friends are hooking up or doing whatever.
Bar makeouts. Watching your buddy. Do a bar makeout is the best thing.
I think it's great.
Ever.
I don't. Flirting is even. Like, that can be uncomfortable sometimes.
Yeah.
Watching someone try to have sex with another person is one of the most awful things you can see.
I had this happen. I just actually Instagrammed it.
Yeah.
I was at a bar earlier on Sunday night.
Uh huh.
And I'm sitting there kind of by myself just having a drink after like being done with shit.
Uh huh.
And this guy
if
you go on my Instagram, Jared Fried on Instagram, you can find, you can see the picture and I tell the whole story.
Yeah.
He is pushing so hard for sex. And it is Sunday night after the New Year's like debacle that we've had. Like, people have been drinking for the month of December.
Every
normal person is just like, we're done now.
We're done now.
It's time to go back to normal life. And this guy is looking at her being like, yo, like,
yum?
Yo, like, oh, just yo. Like, yo, yo, you don't know what this dick has got. Like, like literally talking himself like his sexual prowess.
What's it got?
Yeah, I don't know.
Answers, he cure all.
He's like, we've been hanging all day. Like, that was his reasoning.
Right. You owe this to me.
Yeah, what do you think I've been doing all Sunday?
Yeah, come on.
Hearing that was like, it was just like really hilarious to hear.
Yeah,
His reasons just made no sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate because, you know, I'll write in the coffee shop all the time. Yeah. I hear so many bad first dates next to me. Yes. Like, I want to, like, this guy's going on and on about, like, tell me more about your time in the Peace Corps. And it's like, oh, God.
You don't want to hear that.
Oh, it's awful.
Unless the Peace Corps is a way to say vagina, you don't want to hear about the Peace Corps. Yeah.
I'd rather two people just having sex in front of me than having to listen to two people trying to have sex. Much worse.
Yeah, if I'm this guy, never want to hear the pickup lines a dude uses on my twin sister.
Oh,
I'd rather see her making out.
Yeah, I'd rather see that. I have no problems with it. Also, too, if that's your twin, I don't know, a part of me is like, oh, well, that's what I would look like making out. So I feel...
this is fun for him.
Yeah, this is kind of fun.
This is like if you died and left your body, you get to watch yourself, but as a female.
Oh, it's a guy. I was thinking this is a girl the whole time.
No, it's his sister that's holding
it
up.
Oh, it's his sister. Oh, that kind of changes things a little bit. Oh, so then all my comments are different now.
Oh, okay.
The 789's a little bit weirder now.
He's given his sister a 7.89.
A high rate, which is nice, but
I think it's
also
the realistic rating.
Yeah, but that's also pretty high. You know?
You don't think she's that high?
I think if it's your sister, that doesn't go beyond a 5. Just out of, you don't want people to know you think your sister is a 7.
Well, I don't think he thinks...
I mean, I think it's a nice thing, but I also think, I don't know, I'd
be
weirded out.
He's like saying, you know, if I were to give the honest thing just so we know.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that is. There's some curiosity.
If he's uncomfortable, he's just got to leave the room. You can't...
Yeah.
You can't be the guy... Just like he said, it'd be hypocritical if he was like...
No, I think
if he got mad. You gotta, like, remove yourself.
Just get out of that situation. Don't stand there and watch your sister make out with a dude. That's gonna happen. She's 21, right?
And the minute you go up to her and you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
The minute she starts going for dudes that you don't want her hooking up with.
Yeah.
She's gonna do it despite you.
Yeah. Also, too, as long as she's not making out with a guy who looks like you, fine. Then, but otherwise, just walk away.
Walk away.
Be like, she's at it again. Let me get out of there.
Find another room. And it's also like, I think it's kind of like when the parents who let you have a couple drinks.
Yes.
You know, those kids always grow up to like do the right thing.
Yeah.
They've been given enough rope to hang themselves with.
Yeah.
And they hang themselves every now and again.
Yeah.
But then they step back and be like, okay, I'm going to adjust this. Your sister's going to do the same. If you just back off, she's going to end up with the guy that you're going to end up being friends with. Like, you want your sister to get with a guy.
Yeah, a good guy.
A good guy.
Yeah.
And you going up and being like,
Yeah.
That can only push her to bad guys.
Right, and if it's too much for you to handle, just stop going out with your sister.
Yeah.
This is a
problem, not a her problem.
Yeah. You got to get over that or get out of the situation.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Anthony DeVito @AnthonyDeVito_ Rad Dude Cast. Find it on iTunes. Let's go to this one. Taking the girl from class to formal.
Oh, yes, sure. Well-versed in this sort of thing.
Well, asking a random girl out on a date. This is it.
Awful. Oh, man.
Awful.
Frightening.
Have you ever got... When's the worst you've gotten denied?
Worst I've ever gotten denied was... I was on a date already with the girl, and she didn't speak any English.
Wait a minute. How'd you even get there?
Well, you know, she had it.
She came up to you, she's like, needs directions.
No, she
And
knew.
You just walked her into a bar.
She knew the basics.
Excuse me, do you know how to get to the Upper East Side?
No.
Oh, yeah.
This was... I was living in Hawaii. This is years ago, early 20s. I'm living in Hawaii.
Okay.
She knew the basics. She knew enough to go from...
So she's like, makalikilaka is the way to say?
No, she was from... She was Spanish. She was from, I think, Guadalajara. So we go on a date.
So you met a runaway.
I took her out of her crate.
Yeah.
And we went on this date. But no, she knew the basics, so we go on this date, and then that was the tricky part, though, because I'm trying to bring up, you know, conversation and stuff like that. And honestly, I was like, you know, I didn't mean to be condescending,
yeah,
but I don't know how much English she can speak.
So
I'm like, moon is out. Look at that. Don't you? And like,
do you need to go to the bathroom?
Yeah. Just
you start,
awful.
You start yelling like people always yell when the person doesn't know English.
Yeah.
Do you want a coffee?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm like, isn't that plant nice? Like, so anyway, at a certain point, I'm never good with the moment to go from just, you know, we're talking to now we're making out.
Yeah.
So she was just, you know, it was nice. I don't know where we were. There were the stars, whatever. She is looking at me, but like, she's probably just looking at me because she doesn't know what I'm saying. But I take it as, oh, you got to try and kiss her now. So I got to kiss her.
Eye contact means kiss.
Yeah.
Every,
so I play the game.
Every man ever.
You look at me. Yeah. I'm going in.
I've thought that on the subway way too many times.
So I, she's looking at me. I'm staring back at her. I try. I mean, it's like kissing a wall. No response. And then I don't know how to say sorry in Spanish. So I say Feliz Navidad. That's my worst. My worst one.
And it's her worst Christmas gift she's ever gotten.
Yeah. And then she wished me a Merry Christmas as well.
Really?
No, she didn't. But no. I think I awkwardly walked her home and I tried to talk about the moon more or whatever. Yeah. That was my worst. Whatever.
This guy writes in.
What happened to him?
Love the podcast. Listen to it as much as I can whenever I can. As you say, podcast really does tickle my balls. Thank you.
What a highest honor compliment.
I am from the Pac-12 South. I'm from a Pac-12 school. Barely, we suck at sports. In a fraternity, our winter formal is right around the corner, and the girls all over campus are swooning to go to our dance as it's huge on our campus. Classes just started. I'm really into this girl in my class. She's a solid 8'7", 9". As for me, I'm a 5'6", 9".
Hey, I love this
guy. See, this guy.
I love this guy.
You got to believe it, right?
Went big on the personality, on the girl. He's taking himself down a notch. I'm in.
So we could just say from the numbers, he's batting out of his ballpark.
Yeah.
So I'm really swinging for the fences here. We flirt every day in class. However, we are also in the same group that we are stuck in for the rest of the year. Our dance is on February 13th. Best way to get out of Valentine's Day. good point.
If she says yes
and things go south during the dance, or if things get heated up, I'm nervous I will make it awkward for the rest of the year. What's the best way to go about this situation?
Go for it. And if it gets awkward, that's okay. You're going to probably have plenty of these throughout your life. You're most likely going to be in situations that will be even more awkward. Just a girl in your class, you can get around that. You just don't talk to her for the rest of the year.
Yeah,
by the time you're a junior or what? Is he a freshman? What is he?
See, I'm pissed at this guy.
Okay.
He sent me this question over Snapchat, and I thought it was a really fucking good question.
Yeah.
And then I didn't reread it. He told me about this, so I know,
so
more,
you know
more about
okay,
this situation.
Okay, cool, okay.
And now I'm fucking pissed at him because instead of writing exactly what he wrote me, this is the fake story. Okay.
Wait, this isn't real?
It's a girl in his class that he's talked to a few times. Yes, they're in the same group. But he also, he told me he has a friend whose girlfriend is friends with her.
A friend whose girl. Okay. All right. I got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to help his email along because
you didn't say his name, right?
No.
So don't worry about it.
His buddy. He said his buddy's girlfriend is friends with this girl
with
who's in his
girl.
Class.
Gotcha.
So he's wondering, how does he ask her and will it make it awkward, right?
Oh, because of the other friendship and stuff like
no,
that?
No, just he's batting out of his ballpark. My thing.
Gotta go for it.
Gotta go for it. And also, this girl's gone. Like, maybe she's in your group, but like,
it's not forever.
Not forever. And
you gotta go.
How bad could it go at the dance? Let's say you kiss her and say Feliz Navidad. Let's say that's the worst.
Right.
Now the rest of the semester you're saying Feliz Navidad every fucking day.
And you got a story for the rest of your life. You gotta go for it. And you gotta go out of your league because then you know how to, you have to do it.
Yeah.
Because then it gives you confidence.
Here's how you do it. Okay. He has the friend whose girlfriend is friends with her.
Yeah.
He goes to the friend.
Sure.
And he says,
Hey,
I'm going to tell this girl that you told me it'd be a good idea to bring her.
Right.
That's what you do. And then let him know. If he's a buddy, he'll fucking back you up.
Yep.
So now your story is secure.
Yep.
Then you go to her and you message her on Facebook or something and you say, hey, my formal's coming up. Jake, whoever the guy is, Jake, I'll give him a fake name. Jake is, I don't know why I gave him. Jake said you'd be fun to take to the formal.
Perfect. That's perfect.
I want to, and then you write, want to prove him right?
Great.
Warning,
that's great.
I'm a great dancer.
Great.
There you go. There's your message.
You do that word for word.
Word for word.
And if she says no, then that's no.
Then she sucks.
But You have to, because if she says yes, now you're with someone who's out of your league. That's huge.
Totally.
If she says no, who cares? You went
for
it.
She didn't have the personality to handle a great message.
Yeah. Dude,
or,
say that word
for
it. Or
the mental fortitude to go on a date that maybe, you know, she's just going to be there to have fun. Also, all you said is she's a fun girl, which is every girl wants, everybody wants to be a fun person or be considered a fun person.
Sure.
So now you've upped the stakes for this. You guys are going to, you've already said you're a good dancer.
You're going to dance.
You're going to have fun. When you go to these formals, it should never be about hooking up.
Yeah, no.
Because
you can't go into it with that.
You're going to sweat that too hard.
Yep.
You're going to spend the whole time thinking about that. Everybody's first thought when they go to a formal or a dance situation is to dance.
Yeah.
That's all you should
be. That should be your first
thought. That's the goal.
Yes.
Because if you make the goal dancing, guess what the reward is?
Yeah.
A big fucking...
I think we get it.
Fuck it.
Fill
in the blank.
Big fucking.
Yeah. No, totally. 100%.
The reward to dancing is hooking up.
Yeah. Just
that could be the name of this episode. The reward to dancing
loose.
Is hooking up.
Don't inhibit your dancing.
Yeah,
if
let
you,
it loose.
If you do a weird robot, do a weird robot as hard as you can.
And make
Don't ever
eye
second
contact.
Guess yourself. Make eye contact.
You do that weird robot and you look at her like she should be fucking out weird weird robot.
Yeah, it's weird. Not everybody else is doing the weird robot. Eye contact with everyone in the room.
Everyone in
Power
the room.
Power move. The minute you get there.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Ending friendship with an ex. This is from a lady.
Oh, okay.
Dear Jared, longtime listener of the podcast, keep up the awesome work. I'll try to keep it as brief as possible. We love those emails.
Yeah, great.
One of my best friends is my ex-boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Originally, I guess you would say we were close family friends. We've known each other since we were 13, both of us college graduates now. But somewhere for the 5 years of late high school and college, we dated off and on. Ultimately, we realized that we couldn't continue. Yes, we were with our best friend, but there was no attraction left from the days of horny teenagers, and we were both just using the relationship as a penis net. The
gotcha.
Pussy net,
yeah.
Penis net is,
makes sense.
Is like the late night call that you make when you're like, I got this cum in me. What
yeah,
do I do
yeah,
with
yeah.
it?
What do I do with
where
this?
Where can I drop this
What do
off?
I do with this jar?
You know, where do I? It's like when you get to the hotel early and they
totally.
Can't take your bag. You got to check your bag somewhere.
Gotcha.
You know? So, but
makes
we endured
sense.
High school and college together and we know each other so well. It's hard to imagine us not being friends. We text mm-hmm. daily. He asked for Bumble advice. I asked for advice with boy flings. And when something big comes up, we're always there for each other. But now that I'm dating a potential dream guy, okay. I've realized there's no way a guy would be comfortable with me being this close to an ex. And his future dream girl would not be okay with me. When we find the one, how do we slow fade the friendship? It sucks, but we both know it has to happen. Thanks for your help.
I don't think that has to happen. I think
okay.
the people that whoever you're with just are comfortable enough with that situation. It's not ideal, but they also got
to
be comfortable with that situation.
Yeah.
And if they're
they
not,
have to
that's
trust
kind
you
of
enough.
Bullshit. Yeah. 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 Totally.
Especially with a family friend.
Yeah. It's a family friend. You've been friends for years, and you guys are totally like we're not attracted to each other anymore. If they're not cool with that, fuck them.
Yeah, I agree with you. I have this situation with two different girls. Okay, two different girls.
Okay, good.
I have the one that's very similar to hers.
Okay,
where it's a friend from high school, middle school that I had hooked up with, you know, whatever, and now we're still friends. And
but you had done it, and you guys are both like, we know we tried it, and it's not right.
It's not right, and
it's okay.
And then she got married, but it was like me even bringing it up now to her would sound insane because we haven't hooked up.
Right.
In forever.
You don't even remember that happened, sort of.
Yeah.
Right.
The longer you get away from a hookup and the more it's just a friendship, the more that hookup really like is just a funny thing that happened
yeah.
in the past.
Yeah. Sometimes you even forget and then you realize halfway through even being with the person and you're like, oh my God, one time I was inside you.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's so nuts.
Totally
yeah.
forgot.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but this girl is the same exact situation. And here's what happens in life. I'm gonna tell you what's going to happen. You don't need to do this. It'll just happen naturally.
Yeah, exactly.
There's only so much time in your day for your relationship, your job, and your friends, and your family.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to fit all those things in. You're only going to be with the people you want to be with, and the people you want to be with end up being a joint decision once you're in a relationship.
Yeah, that just happens naturally.
So I have friends that have gotten married, and I see them, these friends, very little now.
Of course.
Just because, you know, it'll be like, I'll be like, what are you doing this weekend? At the in-laws.
Yeah.
And then what are you doing next weekend? We're at my parents.
Sure.
What are you doing the next weekend? At a wedding.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Oh, I can maybe hang out after this dinner we have planned that next weekend.
Yeah.
This is a good friend of mine. This isn't just like a side friend that I used to hook up with.
Totally. Yeah, it's just they fall lower on the hierarchy of things.
Totally.
That's all. And you don't need to be super aware of it happening. Yes. It will just happen naturally. That's like you being like, oh, now I got to cut my mother out. You know what I mean? Like, all those people are just going to sort of fade away.
And I have, so the other similar relationship I have is with a girl that is more recently I've hooked up with, and we've become friends. And we are friends now. And it's the same thing. There's no... We have not said it, but there's no way we'll ever hook up again.
Yeah.
And we talk, and I tell her about girls I'm dating. She talks about the, you know, she's got like a new serious boyfriend. And we've actually had the conversation where it's like, I think this girl, it goes without saying that like, yeah, we have a history, but we're like family friends.
Yeah.
That kind of like erases the sexual history between you two.
It desexualizes
it.
Yeah.
I've said it with this girl, the one that was like more recent, that we aren't family friends. We literally found each other through Tinder.
Right.
I was like, she's not going to ever tell this guy about me.
Right.
I'm just a friend.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's really,
why even
bring it up? Because then there's the natural net we had last
Now week. You then have to have that tension where you don't have to have, it's not even worth mentioning.
The last episode with Jimmy Fallo, we talked about a guy whose girlfriend, like they had the conversation about her ex-boyfriend's penis. That can only lead you to bad conversations.
Yeah, that's only bad.
So this girl, we had this conversation where she was like, you'll be at my wedding.
Right.
And I go, and I will wink at you with a, we've had sex wink.
With a knowing wink.
Yes, a knowing wink. Right. And we laughed about it.
Yeah, it's funny.
But we're definitely going to do that.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's this situation, but like it could be another specific situation like this. So TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Anthony DeVito @AnthonyDeVito_. Let's go to this next email. Post-sex smell.
Sure. Yeah.
Smell that pussy.
Smell it up.
Smell that dick. I can't imagine. I just don't know why we never hear about ball smell more from girls.
Yeah, I think they're very nice about that.
They gotta be.
I think that's a given, and they're just so nice about it.
You ever do this move where you itch your balls, and then you're like, I know this is gonna smell, like, but then you're
every
just
time,
like, I have to smell it.
Oh my god! Every time I go to pee, I almost pass out. Every time I unleash them out of the cage, that is a nightmare.
If you think about it, the balls themselves are just like a shirt that's been a little bit damp, that's been crumbled up in the corner of your bedroom.
Yeah, that's just been like, hanging out with your penis all day.
Just hanging out with your penis. The penis is generally fine.
Yeah.
It's the balls.
Well, they got hair all over them. And that's what I'm saying. Skin is weird.
But it's kind of like the, you know how they say Rhode Island has the most coastline?
No, I've never heard that.
But it's
that,
a small
but sure.
state, but it has like
right
because the coastline ripples and dipples.
Yeah, ripples and dipples. So, ripples and dipples, baby.
Ripples and dipples ripples all and over dipple, that baby. Motherfucker. That's kind of like your balls. Your balls have, you know, if you, I'm sure if you took the skin of your balls and spread them out, it could
smooth.
It could go all over a U.S. map,
right?
Like U.S. map. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like silly putty in that sense. So you're really like scrunching up. Smell zone.
Right.
I have a real issue on my hands. After sex, this girl I am banging starts to smell, and it's not good. I don't know what to do about this because the sex is good and all, but sex is good and all, but I actually can't handle that smell. It's so bad that I just want her to leave right there. Now, I had stopped talking to her 2 months ago for different reasons, we recently began to hit it off again. She's an 8'7" And if I end things with her because of this, I would really feel like a dick, but I really just can't handle it. If you could help me, that would be great.
Talk to her about it in a nice way. Don't be a dick about it.
Is there a nice way to talk to her about it?
Yeah, I always, because, I don't know, my girlfriend, anytime my breast smell, she'll tell me about it. I mean, I don't care, but I think it's
but
nice.
But that's your girlfriend telling you. Imagine your girlfriend's vagina smells after sex. Let's say I'm your girlfriend. Hey, we just had sex.
See, now I'm not the best at this. Well, but I'm saying there's a good way to do it. I don't know the way. I'm just saying there's a good way to do it.
I don't
know. How do I do it?
That's okay. Why.
All right, hold on. We'll do it. All
let's
right.
do it. You ready?
Hey, Julia, first of all, thanks.
That felt so good, Anthony.
Julia, thank you. It's nice to hear a compliment every once in a while.
It was.
It really is.
It was amazing. You went like forever.
Ah, Yeah, well, you know.
It's never like that.
I've been eating a lot of raspberries, and okay. I think that attributes to it.
Raspberries, huh?
Well, I read about it on the internet, a South American website that not a lot of people know about. Oh. But thank you for saying that. That's nice of you
say. Let's just lay here naked the rest of the day.
Let's do that. I'll cancel whatever I got going on.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Cool. Sex, your vagina, great, as always.
What?
10 out of 10.
Okay.
But I don't know if you're using...
It's always been a 10. That's...
Every time.
Great. Oh, that's
it's
so
never
nice
dipped.
To hear.
10 every time.
That's so nice to hear. I'm always self-conscious about my vagina.
Are you eating... What kind of food are you eating these days?
Are you saying I'm getting fat?
No.
I feel like I've lost weight.
You look great. And if you were getting fat, I like a bigger woman in general. So that's great.
Well, that didn't make me feel more comfortable
at all.
Now,
Julia?
So you like big girls? That's what you're saying?
I'm not saying that.
I'm a big girl. I'm your fetish.
I'm not saying, no, by no means. No. I'm in love with you for you.
Okay.
I don't care what shape or size you take on.
So I had some falafel yesterday.
Falafel. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's what I think might happen. I think some of that falafel juice and some of that falafel chickpea stuff might have climbed into your vagina.
You saying
I think it might smell a little bit like
Are you saying I have tahini pussy?
Well, hey, you said that. Let's say you said that. I'm saying...
Is this another one of your fetish South American website things
you're
reading?
How dare you? I go on those websites to find out
See,
ways.
There's no way this conversation goes well.
No. There's a way to do it. That wasn't the way to do it. 100%. That wasn't the way to do it.
Thank you for J-Train Theater.
That wasn't the way to do it. But there is a way to do this. I would do a couple drafts in your notes folder on your iPhone and just keep going until you find a way that sounds good, and then practice that way, because in the moment, you might get jumbled.
Man, Sam, could you Google curing vaginal smell, if there's like some sort of...
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was going to say, yogurt is a thing.
So maybe like...
Offering a solution. That's good.
Offer the solution without offering.
Without offering.
That's my thing. Guy wrote in about a girl that was gaining weight, and I was like, you should date her into shape. Here's my advice for this. Let's date her into smelling right.
How's that go?
So maybe like there's a food, you know, they say like, what's the food that guys can eat that makes their jizz taste
pineapples.
Good? Pineapples. Yeah, there's got to be a female version
you
of
eat
that.
A whole pineapple.
Just coming.
Yeah.
Just honey, I got all this chopped pineapple. I had all this leftover pineapple from the luau last week.
Anyway, go ahead. Sorry, I interrupted.
No, I just think you have to have something that you could be like, hey, try this. Or
you start eating the thing together.
Eating the thing together. Here's the other plan that's more logical.
Uh-huh.
Is to clean your bedroom and make it so... Put a bunch of those Glade Fresh things out.
Okay.
Light a candle.
Yeah.
Like, you know, lighting a candle
is
the romantic thing. Oh, yeah, I love
that.
I just love the smell of this candle.
Yeah.
Usually girls love candles, so you have a candle that's lit in the corner.
Yeah.
Maybe that could help with the smell without having to bring
that's good.
Up.
Yeah.
I mean... When you go down on a girl, it tastes like nickels. Like, that's the taste.
Yeah.
There's an alkaline.
There's an alkaline-y quality to
and
it, sure.
Listen, I'm fine with that taste. I'm
Here's
down with that
taste.
Another
thing you do, start licking a bunch of change.
Yeah.
Get yourself acclimated to it. Start eating some quarters.
Chris, you gotta...
Yeah, I mean, it's, like I said, baking soda. Yogurt is an option.
Is yogurt an option?
Yeah, because it has probiotic properties to it. Tea tree oil, maybe you do something in a bath or something. I don't know.
No, it's interesting because I use tea tree oil shampoo for my dandruff situation. That smells like shit.
So maybe you take a shower together before you have sex as a sexual thing, and then you just happen to have tea tree oil.
You eat a bunch of yogurt.
Shampoo.
Yeah, you have the tea tree oil yogurt, eat a bunch of yogurt, and you have the candle set up. And that sounds pretty good.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Here with @AnthonyDeVito_. Go check it out. There's a guy. Let's go to this email. Social media salutes. Actually, let's go to this one. Help a girl get laid on Bumble. I love that.
Oh, great.
We talked a lot about Bumble last episode with Jimmy Fallon.
And now Bumble is the one where the girl contacts you.
Sadie Hawkins Tinder.
Sadie Hawkins Tinder.
They
got
to talk to you first.
Cool. Awesome.
Hey, Jared, I hear you talk on the podcast all the time about going on dates and getting laid on Bumble, so I figured you'd be the perfect person to go to for advice. I'm a girl and I need a guy's perspective on this.
Great.
Got two dudes here.
Great.
I've been
Can't
on
wait.
Bumble and Hinge for a while. Hinge is a good one.
Hinge is a friend of a friend?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one where you got to have a friend in common. Hinge... It's funny. A lot of Jews on Hinge.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot of Jews in the world.
This is New York City, baby. But what usually ends up happening for me is a guy will text me for a couple weeks, either never ask to hang out or make vague plans that never end up happening. This is the problem.
Uh-huh.
I've tried taking matters in my own hands and been the one to ask the guy out for drinks, but 99% of the time, this hasn't worked. So how do I get these guys to actually meet in person? I'm trying to go on dates and get laid, not have random texting conversations with guys I never met. Clearly, my Bumble game is off, and I hope you can help me get it on track. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know. The social media hooking up, it's a little out of my wheelhouse just because I never was really too much involved in that. I don't... the guys are just banging and then leaving. That's what's happening?
Well, her problem, and this is what happens for a lot of people on these, is... and I'm guilty of this, too. I have this happen to me all the time.
Okay, yeah.
You'll match with somebody.
Yeah.
You'll start the same conversation.
Okay.
Hey, how's your weekend?
It was good. Good weekend.
What are you up to this week?
I don't know. I'm going to look at a bunch of boats at a boat show.
And okay. It's a weird thing. Well, then I would ask about your boat show. Really? Where do you got a boat?
Javits Center.
So you just keep going back and forth in these conversations, and it never kind of happens. And there's two reasons, guys.
It never goes further than that conversation.
Okay. And she's having this happen a lot. And there's two reasons that happens.
Okay.
One, guys will text to build trust with you so that they can text you at 2 a.m. and just hook up.
Okay.
Each text is like 15 minutes of a date.
It's so deceiving.
Yeah, well, that's what you do.
I understand. I understand. Look,
guys want to have sex and girls want to keep you.
I'm a human being. Well, you know.
Yeah. So,
you know, some guys want to keep girls.
Yes, but it's a very specific one.
Right in the basement. Sorry. Okay, go ahead. I'm getting off.
So I'm just saying, what a lot of these guys are doing is they're trying to build trust with you.
Yeah.
So that at one point you'll break down and be like, let's just fucking meet up and it's 2 a.m. and whatever.
Right.
That's kind of why I came to the conclusion last week, Tuesday's episode, to say you should only be on these apps Thursday through Sunday, because then it allows for the meetup.
Okay.
The longer it takes for these meetups to happen over these social these dating apps,
the more that they're gonna think this is a real connection.
The more the guy doesn't want to meet up, and because he thinks that it's gonna be too serious too soon.
Okay.
So the longer it takes for the date, the less of a chance of a date happening.
Gotcha.
So my advice to this girl is you go back a few times, and if it's a good conversation, keep it going. And if you're not talking about the normal, what your plans are, what you're doing, what do you do, where do you live, then you keep it going. But if it's sticking to what are you doing this week,
what have you done last week,
get out of there.
You know, that's not
going to happen.
That's a good call. Yeah.
But if the other thing is, after a couple of things, there's not much more else to know. So you should either date or not.
Yeah. Unless you're doing anecdotes about your day or whatever the hell that is.
Yeah, and you can only keep this conversation with someone you don't know for so long.
Yeah, also, why are you on there? You're on there to meet in real life.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
So I my advice to her is you gotta kiss a lot of frogs. So you gotta get out there. You gotta get out there. And you also need to not be afraid to just say, fuck this guy and move on to a new conversation.
And
when you get to a point of like, hey, this is where we should have a date, just say, hey, I'm looking to go out next week. Let me know if you're free.
Love a date before midnight.
Yeah.
Or I turn into a pumpkin.
Or I said this last week, I love when a girl's just like, what are you doing tonight? Like, make it happen right away.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to go out and meet a guy late and be like, okay, I'm not gonna fuck you, but I'll meet you late.
You still have the power. You don't have to do that.
Go to a very public place
and
have a drink, bring a friend.
Yeah, and if he does anything, you call the cops.
Yeah.
You know?
But I'm saying, like, if you say to him, what are you doing tonight? And you're with a friend, you're having drinks. Let's say you're doing a pregame with your friends at your apartment.
Yeah.
You're having drinks.
Where are we going?
We're
going
to go, my place.
Love
it. And then we're going to go to Hair of the Dog.
Oh, love it.
That's my spot.
What a night. We're having a time.
So you say to this guy, hey, what are you doing tonight?
Yeah.
Let's, and then he writes back, I don't know.
I'm at the gym.
Yeah. He's crushing
25s at the gym.
So, and then you write, I'm going to be at Hair of the Dog with some friends. Come.
Okay, I'll bring all my gym friends.
There you go. Now it's like you met at the bar.
Yeah.
Instead of this weird, like, because the whole thing with these social media, these apps, and I'll say it right here, every girl swipes when they don't get a match, they think the guy has already said no.
Okay.
When a guy doesn't get a match, he thinks she hasn't seen him yet.
Oh, really?
That's
I guess
ego.
Confident men think that.
Well, I'm just saying for most guys.
Yeah, okay.
The ego of a man is an amazing thing.
Yeah, so, a delicate creature.
And I know this for a fact because I know a lot of girls who have told me that they'll have guys that have seen them on dating apps and message them even though they've never matched.
Wow, really?
The gall.
That's crazy.
That's like saying, well, she hasn't seen me yet, so I guess she's missing out.
Yeah.
So
unbelievable.
So you have to get away. So you have to play off of that a little bit. So you have to so the longer you wait, the longer this guy's like, well, I'm going to keep searching here.
Yeah, okay.
So
Get it going right away. What are you doing tonight?
What are you doing tonight? I'm going to this place.
What are you doing tonight?
Going to be there with my friends. Come meet us.
Yeah.
And he'll think he's going to fuck town.
Yeah.
But really, it's what's your name, where are you from town.
Yep. And the minute, if he gets the vibe of that and leaves, he leaves.
TFMpodcast@gmail.com. TFMpodcast@gmail.com. Anthony DeVito, thank you for coming
on. Jared Freed, always a pleasure.
Go follow Anthony on Twitter, @Anthony_. You can go listen to the Rad Dude cast. It's absolutely insane. iTunes, it's his podcast with Greg Stone and Brendan Ayer. We're going to come right back with some Would You Rathers in the news. We'll be right back.
I can't say life's a bitch because it's what you make or make. You make your own bitch, so you gotta land it.
Hey guys, welcome back. We're here with Anthony DeVito. Anthony, thank you for answering.
Thank you.
Those emails. That was great. We're down to, we're twice a week now. This is like a real thing now.
As it should be.
Right? This is what the people needed. Mansamp, thank you for coming on.
Absolutely, man. Thanks.
@Mansamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast. Every Friday, just like the TFM podcast, which is now every Tuesday and Friday.
Very exciting.
So listen, we're giving you more entertainment for your week.
Yeah.
Keep salting my nuts and sending me Snapchats.
Salt them up.
JTrain56. Also, I'm going to some colleges in the spring. If you want me to come to your school, email harryschmuckler@gmail.com. Harry, H-A-R-R-Y, S-H-M-U-C-K-L-E-R @gmail.com. And message him about me coming to your school. Also, we're here at Stand Up New York. You can go to standupny.com and use the promo code TFM. Get free tickets to any show here at the club. That's amazing.
That's great.
And then also standupnylabs.com. Or was it comedyvoices.com?
Comedyvoices.com.
Go there. There's a bunch of other podcasts you can go check out. They got great things going on here. Let's do some shout outs. This guy wants Snapchat to ruin his buddy's lives. So if you guys want to send these guys shits, we don't have as many shout outs just because we're going twice a week now.
Oh, that was a mistake saying that, but all right.
RUUDY_Garcia, Champs_22, Adam D12, John-Dela Garza. And he threw his in there too, because he wants, as he writes, love them tits. So
cool.
So if you want a shout out, email with the title shout out and I'll read it on the air. Let's do some Would You Rathers. You ready?
Sounds great.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. You eat wings. Okay. So you eat wings and you don't get to wash your hands.
Okay.
Or you eat an Italian sub with everything on it, and you don't get any gum afterwards.
Oh.
Both are done before a date.
Oh.
So you're going on a date. You either eat wings with no hand washing or Italian sub with no gum.
That's tricky. Because I guess you can go on a date and have her not see your hands the whole time.
Yes.
Or you can put on gloves.
You're going to smell like wing sauce. That wing sauce doesn't go away. If your nail under your nails and shit.
And
you can like lick your hands and shit.
Oh, right.
But now your hands smell like, you know, you're still wingy.
Still a little wingy. But Italian sub, you're going to stink like onions and garlic.
Yeah, the Italian sub is a lot.
Yeah, I think I go with the wings, and I put on, you know, a pair of white gloves.
Yeah?
Like Mickey Mouse. Yeah.
You're going to... Why do you have those white gloves on? I'm just a huge Mickey Mouse fan.
What's it to you, Toots?
I think you got to go... Here's why I'm going to go with the sub. You can always eat more food that might mask it differently. Like, what are you doing on the date? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good point.
The hands are gonna, you're gonna have to involve your hands in the date.
I like that. I like that challenge.
Yeah. What if you're fingering her and she's like, it feels a little tangy down there? Like, let's go to another one. Hey, Train, I got a weird hypothetical for you. Oh, here we go.
Oh, great.
So your parents are gonna watch you have sex.
Mm.
Would you rather come very quickly so we'll get over with, Or would you rather perform very well so your parents at least don't have a horrible sexual performance burned in their minds?
That's a great question.
If you choose to go quick, your parents will know you're a fucking pussy and your dad will never look at you the same way. If you perform like a champion, your parents have to watch you pound out some chick for an extended period of time. It's a tough one.
No,
quick.
It's not.
Yeah, quick. Get it over with. Your dad's not going to look at you the same
way. Your dad's going to have that happen to him before, too.
Yeah. Your
He'll
dad,
look at you, can't win them all, champ, and then move on.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Here's the other thought, though. If you go really quick, they might be like, what did he love this? Is this exciting?
Is he into this?
Yeah.
Mom, Dad, I just want to thank you for making this go quick, because it usually goes a while.
Yeah, that's true. That's
a
good
that
point.
Is true.
I think that fucks with you more. If you come fast while your dad, or you're then you're like, what's going on with me?
Also, this guy's dad must have been really hard on him growing up.
Yeah.
Like at baseball games, baseball games. How could you strike out?
Yeah.
Thank God he hasn't seen me fuck.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
We could just do a new segment where we analyze
Yeah, I think you might be right, because he did specifically say your dad thinks you're a pussy.
Yeah,
it's like, why would he? No.
What would dad like? It's weird to walk away
it's
from
horrifying. For
a
everyone.
Sexual experience and just go, what would dad think of me?
I thought I raised him differently.
Thought I brought up my son right.
Yeah. No one even cares about the girl in the equation who's in this horrible position.
No. She's happy to be there.
Yeah, she's just, you know.
It's his dick.
Yeah.
Send you're free.
Yeah.
Your talk in a previous episode about being scared of knocking someone up and how cool Gronk is got me thinking of a hypothetical. Would you rather your future daughter marry a future Rob Gronkowski or a successful MIT engineering type guy? Both guys are highly successful, so it's not a matter of money or power. It's a matter of sitting next to Jonathan or Yosoy Fiesta at Thanksgiving dinner.
Is that a real name?
It's a name for a Gronk.
Yosoy Fiesta.
No question you'd rather go out with a beer with Gronk, but when it comes to who's fucking your daughter, the playing field changes. Who's fucking your daughter, Anthony?
I mean, I'd rather, if it's my daughter, I love my daughter. I want the best for her.
Sure.
That includes who she's having sex with.
Yes.
So if Gronk is going to be a better lover, I want the best lover for my daughter.
So this is an interesting thing.
Yeah.
You just made fun of the guy for the caring about what his dad thinks, but you as a dad would
care about
it.
I'm not saying I want to watch it.
You're just saying
it's a different thing. I'm saying behind closed doors, I want her to be as happy as she could possibly be.
So you're going to turn to
with whoever.
You're going to turn to Julia one day.
Julia is my girlfriend.
I know, but let's say she's your wife.
My wife.
And you go and her and your daughter comes over for dinner with, you know,
Rob Gronkowski
with Gronk.
Great.
Let's say Gronk.
I'm loving this scenario. You're going to be Gronk?
No, you are Julia.
Oh, okay.
Our daughter has just left the house.
Yes.
With Gronk.
Yes, she has, Anthony.
How great is our daughter?
Our daughter's great. We raised her right.
Yeah.
You know, we did all the right things.
And Rob is a good guy.
He seems like a good guy. You'd think with his level of fame, he wouldn't be that modest, but he really does seem like a good guy.
He was great at dinner. He helped do the dishes.
Unbelievable.
He's so nice to you.
Yeah.
You know, he's really respectful.
He asked questions about my pap smear.
What?
I thought it was a little, you know, rash, but I did appreciate
that
he's interested in my life.
You know what I'm happy most about?
What's that?
That he fucks our daughter right.
I'm glad you said it so I didn't have to.
See, that's not a conversation.
Yeah.
You're ever gonna have.
Look, it's our daughter, Anthony. We want the best for her. That includes whatever's happening to her vagina.
I want her
Are
having
you turning
the
on
best
me?
Orgasms. And hold on, end scene.
Great.
Who's to say MIT guy hasn't figured out some formula?
I'm not. Yeah, no,
absolutely,
that's a good point.
To orgasm a girl.
I'm not saying it needs. I'm just saying whoever fucks her the best is who I want.
Okay.
Could be him.
So you're just assuming that the athletic prowess of Gronk would make her a better lover, make him a better lover.
Well, and the party boy aspect of Gronk, too. It seems like he's been around the block. He knows what's going on.
I want MIT guy.
Yeah.
Well, here's the reason. I love weird facts.
No, I'm saying at dinner, I want that guy.
But I'm saying this is who's marrying your daughter. I want MIT guy to marry my daughter.
I thought you were saying strictly sex.
No, this is just who do you want marrying her?
Oh, the MIT guy, because
MIT
then I could talk to him about
the question
shit.
Didn't ask about sex. How did we go right to that? That's
I
insane.
Thought you said
I thought it did, too.
Literally, married.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, Gronk, I don't know a lot. I'm kind of a dumb guy. I don't need two dumb guys at dinner.
No, I want
the MIT guy.
I want the guy who's like, did you know? You know, and then like, I get like my mind blown.
Yeah.
for like a half a second.
Totally. That sounds great.
Do you know horses, you know, only walk during cold weather? Like, I don't know. Like, I want to know.
I did not know that.
There's just a whole field in June of like 1,000 horses laying down.
Can't wait till winter comes around. We can walk again.
Are they all dead?
let's go to the news.
This is crazy. Maybe you could ask your daughter's new husband about it. British doctors gave a man an 8-inch bionic penis. And a prostitute has now volunteered to take his virginity for free. This guy had an accident when he was a kid.
Uh-huh.
Really? Lost his penis, his genitalia just didn't work. Now they've got a bionic one.
So I have a couple questions.
Sure.
How was he getting, was he just peeing out of a hole? Like a vagina?
I guess so.
Maybe something they rearranged the intestines with the stomach. They got all kinds of things.
This is like the last thing I want on the list, but I do want something that I could like bring up, like, but you've never seen three balls before.
Wait, like, what do you mean? Who you're talking
about? Like, I'm talking about like you're picking up a chick.
Gotcha.
And you know, like once you're at the point, I guess, you know, like if you're just like talking to a girl at a bar and you're like,
yeah.
And I also have three balls.
Yeah.
Like it's like one of those conversation things that
isn't sexual,
but makes it sexual.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a fun, weird thing that also is part of your genitals. So it's naturally going to gravitate towards that.
Yes. It's an entree into having a conversation about you two having sex. So
right.
I guess this is the last thing I'd want as an entree. Like I don't want, you know, the Jenga penis.
Sure. Yeah.
Also, is it like, wait, remember those weird snakes you would win at Chuck E. Cheese that kind of like would like be on hinges?
Like a slinky kind of?
Listen to this sentence.
Yeah, so what does it look like?
The bionic penis made from flesh from his arm and fitted by surgeons at University College in London is operated by a button on his testicles.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah, which is crazy.
That's like one of those things, you know, in like Fast and the Furious when they press the Nas button.
Yeah, nitrous.
You ready?
You ready?
Go?
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. Boop, 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 boop. Oh, man.
And then all of a sudden you got an erection?
That's nuts.
That is crazy.
Instant erection.
Yes.
It's kind of great.
Also, this girl won't be the first. This girl may be the first, but she won't be the last to volunteer for the story.
Yeah.
This guy has the ultimate just for the story.
Yeah. So what happened? Can he still ejaculate?
That doesn't say in the article. Yeah, that's the type of stuff I was thinking of. Does it feel great? I mean, he's got to feel something, but there's no way it's like...
The girl, it's like, whoa, that's a peen. You know what I mean? Whatever. That's great for me. But for him, I wonder how that goes.
I don't want to be the next guy.
What's up?
The next guy she fucks. Like,
yeah.
What if there's... I don't want to go with the test subject for the bionic penis.
Yeah.
You know, what if they made it too big?
Right. What if it's great?
Yeah.
Now I got this old... You know, regular run-of-the-mill, God gave me dick.
Yeah, I got Man versus the machine, John Henry. This is a John Henry situation. Let's go to the next story.
So this is not even a story. It's just Jose Canseco was tweeting some weird shit the other night.
Let me just say this.
Yeah, no, classic.
Jose.
Really, yeah.
You got to respect a guy for a lifetime of crazy.
Yeah.
You know, like
100%.
I love when he hasn't
dipped at all.
No, he hasn't. And I think this is what Johnny Manziel's career path
is going
to
ultimately might be, yeah.
I think Johnny Manziel can go one of two ways. And I'm sorry to take this from Jose. But
No, it's fine.
We'll get to it.
Have you done the Johnny Manziel story? Do we have that written down?
No, I don't have it.
Let's skip this story. I'm sure it's a great story. But the Johnny Manziel story, that just now that we get to go to twice a week, we can talk about a little more current events.
Yeah.
Johnny Manziel supposedly went... This is the best story.
Yeah.
He went, and if you're going to email in correcting me, this is how I know the story.
Okay.
Is that he checked in with the team and was hurt.
Yeah.
So he didn't have to be with the team for Sunday during the game.
Right.
So he went to Vegas, and he knew that he would be under scrutiny for leaving the team to go to Vegas.
Of course,
because he's injured. So people would think, go home and rehab.
Yeah, and he's also Johnny Manziel, and he's had a history of,
Or be on the sideline, or to be there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Get a guy who looks like you to show up, anything.
I think he's not allowed to be on the sideline, but I think that's what part of it, but whatever. Goes to Vegas. And supposedly he dresses in a wig and a mustache and goes around calling himself Billy at the club.
Oh, man.
And I gotta say, this guy is the fucking best. Yeah. That is the get for this podcast yeah. I need. I need Johnny yeah. Yeah, football yeah, yeah. on this podcast.
Just wait six, you
know
7 months.
I know. Well, how
old's Manziel? What is he, like 23 or
22,
something like that?
23. 20,
he is a 22-year-old before he's anything else. You know what I mean?
That's why I respect
him. He happens
him.
To be an athlete. He happens to be all that other thing. But he is a stone-cold 22-year-old who you gave millions of dollars to. And he is playing the part.
That's
I know.
What I said. I feel the same and way. I don't get. People are so fucking...
judgmental?
Not judgmental. They're so yes, judgmental, but they're so fucking up their ass about uh-huh. football.
Yeah.
We treat football as if yeah. it's a fucking Wall Street corporation that's handling our money.
Right.
You
right.
know, when yeah. it is just a game.
Yeah.
So people are like, if I were Johnny, I'd be in my room studying playbooks.
Yeah, right.
No, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
Because you don't know the life he had leading up to that, too. He's accustomed to everything yes. being thrown his way and everything going
and
at like.
Also, we no. all know the one guy who would be in his room studying playbooks, and it ain't us.
Right.
You know, I know yeah. the one dude in my pledge class that was like up at night studying when we were partying.
Sure.
He was doing, you were doing that long before you got to your profession.
Right, right.
So to
right.
say that, like, well, if I were in the NFL, no.
You don't know
the
what
NFL,
it's like
be
to
the
have
same
all
guy.
Those advantages.
Well, and what's crazy about those people, too, it's like, okay, maybe you don't have the physical ability to go be in the NFL. You could study medicine and become yeah. a doctor if you really, like,
right,
there is
right,
shit
yeah.
that you could just study.
Yeah,
you could
yeah,
just
yeah.
come.
Too. Yeah. yeah. So, but this is my goal for Johnny Manziel. I want yeah. him to be signed by the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. yeah.
That's coming.
I want
That's
him.
That's coming, yeah.
I just don't understand when people are like, I hope he fucking goes away. No, I want more Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
I want more Billy in a wig.
Every single thing, yeah, yeah. every single thing deserves a Kanye West.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And he is football's Kanye West.
He
Everyone
is.
Should have one.
Everyone. And I want him to be signed. I want him to get good.
He. That's the thing.
Well, he's
he
played pretty well.
Shit,
he's a very
he's
talented
pretty good.
Guy.
Yeah.
Played pretty. He's played yes. better than 50% of the league.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
played
yeah.
pretty
yeah.
well. And so I want him to go to the Cowboys.
I think that's
I want
inevitable.
Romo to get hurt. And I want him
so.
To play really well. Like, I want him yeah. to have, like, the... What's the movie with Jamie Foxx?
Any Given Sunday?
Any Given Sunday.
Want him to have that experience where it's like
sure.
a lightning rod.
Yeah,
I want
yeah.
him to shoot up to... And then I want him going... Extra Johnny football.
Yeah, yeah
I want
yeah,
him
yeah,
walking
yeah.
on the field with a holster and guns
yeah.
and a big floppy cowboy
yeah,
hat.
Yeah.
like,
totally.
I want him dressed as the Cowboys mascot.
yeah, yeah, that big
walking on the
man.
Field. Like Ray Lewis did his dance. I want Johnny yeah. Manziel to do another more,
yeah.
like throwing hundreds out
yeah,
as
yeah,
he's
yeah,
walking.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
who could understand him more than Jerry Jones?
Exactly.
Oh,
and
of course.
Who, if you're out there right now and you don't want that, time to reevaluate yourself.
Yeah.
It's time to realize what's important to you. Are you into getting entertained by the most hilarious football
yeah.
player in the entire world?
Right. Yeah.
Or
I
are
don't.
You more entertained by Johnny football
I just
studying?
I don't understand purity in sports, and I don't think I ever will. It's not... Man, you've got guys killing each other. You know
yeah.
what I mean? And you want to be like the sanctity of the game. Well, then the game should stop.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
There's nothing
yeah.
sanctimonious about this whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Ridiculous.
So this was great. Anthony, thank you for coming
you.
On. Go follow Anthony at @AnthonyDeVito_. As I said, and I mean this so as a compliment, he's a penny stock.
Penny stock. I know. I take it as such.
Want
to
buy
you very
in
much.
Right here. So
yeah.
go follow him and support him and go listen to the Rad Dude Cast. It's like tripping on mushrooms and you don't even have to take mushrooms.
Yeah.
So
save
that's
some money.
That saves some money on the drugs. Chris, thank you for bringing the news
yeah,
and, the,
totally.
And doing the hypotheticals with us at Mansamp on Twitter. Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday. I'm Jared Fried. You can find me on all platforms, JTrain56. Again, we're here twice a week now. We need you, the listener, to spread the word even more now than ever. So keep telling your friends, keep telling your coworkers.